Welcome to the Deep Dive. We unpack sources, looking for those surprising bits of knowledge, those insights you might not find elsewhere. And today, well, we're doing a really unique deep dive. It's a character profile, but probably unlike any you've come across before. We're looking at something from a, let's say, very specific online community.
Indeed. Our source material today is basically an excerpt. It seems to be from an online forum thread, maybe an image board, specifically Eyes the Jaded Lounge. And it focuses on this character, Liebna Karel. She's also called the Compassionate Absolver.
Okay, the Compassionate Absolver.
Yeah.
And our mission, our goal for this deep dive is to kind of understand how really extreme or, let's say, unconventional character traits get defined and, you know, detailed so meticulously in certain fictional or creative spaces. Oh. We want to be really clear up front. We're exploring this impartially. We're just conveying what's in the source material itself, not endorsing it.
Exactly. So this thread, the title is quite something. A thread of record. And perfecting the insane Burokuso narrator voice, suggestions are welcome and encouraged. So it's all about documenting and, I guess, refining the talents linked to Liebna Karel. And the entries, they're in Japanese and English, and each talent says, receive from each event.
Each event. Okay. So that strongly suggests what, like a game or some kind of interactive story.
Yeah, that seems to be the implication, a specific point in a narrative where you acquire this trait.
Right. So we're looking at a character breakdown, her abilities. But these are not your standard hero attacks monster kind of skills. These talents are. Well, they're pretty out there.
That's what's so fascinating, really. Just the sheer range and how unique these attributed talents are. They seriously push the boundaries of what you'd normally think of as a skill or an ability in, you know, fiction.
Yeah. Okay. Let's dive into some specifics then. This first set, it seems to revolve around self-pleasure. And what jumps out at me is how these really private acts are framed as almost competitive, like legendary talents. It's a weird reframing right away.
It really is. Take fastest fingers in Cunilia. It's called a precocious talent that bloomed prior to any girl in her class. And it mentions skilled fingers, honed since childhood, abide no challengers.
No challengers. Okay.
Then you've got astride a dark corner, described as an inquisitive talent who rubs her mound against flat surfaces. And the description gives this image of Valkyrie riding to war.
Wow. A Valkyrie. Hold that. It's kind of incredible how they elevate it, make it sound mythical. Seems very deliberate, doesn't it? Taking something taboo and making it epic.
Yeah, epic is a good word for the tone they seem to be aiming for. And related to this, there's Overseer of Clitterthink, which is a commanding talent to wield a rigid and formidable clit tower. Apparently, it has an aura that instills fearful awe in all who behold it.
Fearful awe.
And maybe the most vividly named one, Coming Possum, a gung-ho talent that grants readiness to come death in the face. And the description ends with, oh, face, tongue lulling like a squashed frog, passes into myth.
Passes into myth, right. Okay, moving on, because it gets arguably even more interesting when we look at talents related to, like, exhibitionism. And these extreme physical responses. There's Masochist in the Rough, called an invincible talent to innately prime oneself in response to pain. And the source actually suggests it's a strong shield for a party if it'll overlook the stank.
Right, the stank. So even practical application, sort of. Then there's Wretched Little Exhibitionist, which is a talent to transmute the torment of exposing oneself into ecstasy. And on this one, the source itself kind of throws its hands up, saying, even being as charitable as possible, the only word is pervert.
Huh. Okay. So even the source acknowledges how extreme it is, but it still frames it as a talent. How does that work? How is, like, shame or pain turned into an asset here?
Well, that's a really key question, isn't it? Is it just the language? You know, calling it a talent, giving it these grand descriptions, or is there something in the presumed game world or story that actually makes it useful or valuable?
Good point. The language is definitely doing a lot of heavy lifting, transforming stuff most people would find, you know, deeply uncomfortable into something almost powerful for her. Okay, so we've seen the personal, the sort of transgressive. Now there's a whole bunch about public urination.
Yeah, a surprising number. Huh? Consider Tales of Yellowed Valor, which is a shameless talent for dribbling down one's legs in a public crowd. Apparently, this leaves even Undine speechless.
Leaves Undine speechless. And it's called Valor.
Shameless talent, Yellowed Valor. Yeah. And then Lady Luna.
Yeah. This one's framed as a romantic talent to indulge in relieving oneself under the stars, where her steamy puddle, glistening in the moonlight, sways all hearts.
Romantic. Wow. Okay. Sways all hearts. That's quite a take. And there's another one, Cold-Bladdered Criminal. It shows up twice.
It does, yeah.
The first time, it's a callous talent to disturb peace in the very soul of the city. And it suggests, in a different world and era, she'd surely spark a viral sensation.
Viral sensation.
And the second entry, with that same English name, describes a rare talent to achieve orgasm from the simple act of urination. And here, bucking hips and arcing stream combine in this new form of art.
Okay. It just really makes you wonder, like, what kind of game or story needs these specific skills? What purpose do they serve?
The sheer audacity is something else. And then finally, there's a group that seems to be about, well, transforming bodily fluids, like alchemy.
Alchemy? How so?
Well, Twaitley or Liedna is the talent to synthesize panties with suspicious liquid to boost their value. And the description says, the talent to create gold from garbage could only be alchemy.
Creating gold from garbage.
Yeah.
Literally, in this case. Wow, okay.
And then best in show panty stains. A showy talent to display soiled underwear ripe with sex fluids.
Mm-hmm.
And the source notes here that freakish, perhaps, but true gentlemen respectfully offer accolades.
Accolades, yeah. Okay. So stepping back from all these specifics, what's the bigger picture here? The source keeps using this word talent, the Japanese, for these incredibly explicit transgressive actions. It's just such a strange redefinition of what a skill means for a character, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is it just weirdness for weirdness's sake? Mm-hmm. Or like shock value? Could it be parody, given the source?
That's a good point. It could definitely have elements of shock, maybe parody. The form, context, Easter the Jaded Lounge might suggest a certain kind of subversive humor or extreme niche interest. But even if it's partly parody, the level of detail is notable. The language, like we said, is often hyperbolic, almost poetic, elevating the really explicit stuff into something mythical or artistic. The Valkyrie, the myth, the new form of art. That contrast is just striking.
Mm-hmm. And that H event to acquire note keeps popping up. It really anchors it, suggesting these aren't just, you know, random descriptions someone typed out. They seem to be designed as actual usable character traits within some kind of system, a game, probably. So for you listening, this deep dive really shows, I think, how wildly talent can be redefined.
Right.
Especially within these specific, maybe niche, fictional worlds and subcultures.
Right. It pushes way beyond typical character design, typical storytelling tropes. It really highlights just how broad creative expression can be, particularly in corners of media you might not usually see.
Yeah, absolutely. It shows the sheer range that's out there.
And what stands out to me is how this kind of intricate crafting, even for something so bizarre, must reflect the values or interests of that specific community, you know? Where this character profile came from. It's like a window into a very particular kind of world building, a very specific set of priorities.
That's a great way to put it. A window into a specific community's priorities.
Hmm.
So this deep dive has definitely shown us an extraordinary example of character detailing. We've walked through these unique talents just as the source presents them. And again, we're just relaying the info impartially.
Yeah. And it really leaves you thinking, doesn't it? What does this level of detail for these kinds of traits tell us about storytelling itself, especially in different online communities or subcultures? And maybe how do different groups even define what's worth noting about a character, what's valuable, what counts as talented?
That's definitely something for you to chew on until our next deep dive.